Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah. Morning after. Oh, man. Still bummed. What a great run, though. What a great run. I don't know if this is... I don't feel like today should be awake. I don't think it should be a Shiva. I don't think I should be wearing white or black, depending on whatever your religious preference is. I don't feel that way about the Guardians. I'm actually kind of happy. I'm happy for what they were able to do throughout the season. I'm not happy they lost yesterday, but you kind of had a feeling that this was going to come to an end at some point. And I think we all thought we were playing with house money as this thing was moving forward, especially the last month of the season. It was a fantastic ride. It really was. And most days I would sit here and, I mean, I'm a guy in my 50s that still, you know, grieves over the drive, the fumble, the shot, all of those things, right? But you know what? I just don't feel that way about the Guardians. They gave us a great September to remember, and I'm not going to forget about it. And I also think that when you look at the Tigers and what they're able to do, Ohio State fans can kind of get it. Sorry, if you're a Buckeye fan, you get it, because the Tigers had this unbelievably humiliating period where they lost a 15.5 game lead. And all of a sudden, they've set things back on track and they're moving forward. So, I mean, the Tigers are kind of like the Buckeyes were. I mean, if the Tigers go on and do great things and perhaps win the World Series, would that not be equal to what the Buckeyes did? So we have a lot to talk about today. Brian Anderson's going to join us at 1:20. Tim May is going to be here. And as you know, I talk for at least 2.5 minutes there without interruption. That means that Jeff is off today. And Dan Menigan is in. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm well, buddy. I feel similar to how you do, but a little bit different of it.
Okay.
I am thrilled with the month of September and into August as well. That was such a great ride. It was so much fun seeing all of the different ways that they found to win baseball games. I mean, Tarek Skubal, that I think it was the sixth inning, and it will be burnt in my brain until the end of time, where the only time the ball hit the outfield was when Skubal hiked it. Like that, I will never forget that, because that was the most...
Basically in two games, too. Think about it.
Yeah.
That was the last two games he pitched against us.
That was the craziest thing that I've ever seen. Those three runs when the ball didn't leave the infield, and poor David Fry as well, which will also be burnt in my brain for other reasons. Hope he's doing well. Hope he's getting better. But as much as I will sit back and say that, I'm not going to lie to you, Andy. This season's a disappointment to me.
I can't. You know what? I'm not going to say that. I can't. I'm not disappointed. Look, if you were in or out for the beginning of the year and you kind of felt like, they didn't spend any money, I don't really want to be a part of this. I just kind of, they came back from a great season last year, and why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? You know what? I don't care about what they didn't do. I do care what they did do when it was all said and done. And maybe somewhere down the road, we'll get, you know, you'll throw little zingers here or there. People do it all the time. Well, if they would have spent some money after they lost the Yankees last year, then they probably would have gone a little bit further this year. And I can't feel that way. They were underachievers. And, you know, what Carl Willis did, he should be the MVP of
Carl
Major.
Willis is unbelievable this season.
I mean, that whole staff,
right.
Brad Goldberg 100%. Out in the bullpen, everybody that's working with these pitchers, whether it's here or Columbus or out in Arizona, those guys are the MVPs. That you had two hitters all season long. Let's not kid ourselves. We had two guys that could hit consistently across this season. And, you know, when they went into slumps, the team kind of went into a slump, especially with Kwan. But, you know, I still have hope every time that he walked up to the plate. I'd hope every time Ramirez walked up to the plate. It sucks. Season's over. Get it. Totally got it. But the run will never be forgotten.
No, the run will never be forgotten at all. What they were able to accomplish, how they were able to scrape and claw their way from 15 and a half back to win the AL Central is never going to be forgotten. I'll go a step further. Playing Chase DeLauter in a playoff game for his first game in the major leagues, getting his first major league base hit yesterday on a sharply hit ground ball and having it be beneficial to your team will never be forgotten. And I'm beyond impressed with that ability as well, how they were able to pull that off.
He is the starter for next year, right?
Oh, without question.
Okay, good. I can't even believe that's a question if DeLauter would start the season on opening day. Of course, if you felt good enough to put this guy out there on the field during a wild card when both games your season was on the line, man, he better be your starter next year. He better be.
If he's healthy, he's out there. 110%. He's healthy, he's out there. Maybe not center field. Maybe he plays right field and they've got someone else playing center field. I don't care. He's out there and he's out there every single day. The reason I have some level of disappointment through everything is, yes, the ride was awesome. Unbelievable. But if we take a step back and go, okay, this team made the ALCS last year. Is the organization trying to tell me that that was a fluke? Is the organization trying to tell me that that was not the direction that this should have gone and that some things fell in the right place and have gone the right direction? Or is the organization trying to tell me that this is time for a contending window and this is time to compete? And they went into that offseason and they treated it like it was option B and not option A. And while Stephen Vogt did a hell of a job keeping this group together, Carl Willis might be the MVP, and Brad Goldberg and everybody else in the pitching development part, I look at this with and go, why did this team not either equal what came last year, saying we are here to stay, and we are going to make a whole bunch of noise? That's the part that I turn and look at. And just as a big picture season thing of, okay, this is where I thought you were, and this is where you are, that to me feels of disappointment. That's the only reason that I put it that way. Like, I know it's complicated because I can hold two feelings at the same time. My feeling of loving every last bit of this ride and how improbable and how awesome it was and how I will never forget every last bit of it. And this feeling of the AL is wide open. And you did really well last year, and things were going in the right direction, and you were really making some noise. And then, for some reason, you took a half step back and went to a whole bunch of rookies and had a whole bunch of people get hurt and relied on people with a history of getting hurt, and this all fell into your face. Right? Like, I can hold these two thoughts, right? Or am I crazy? I mean, I'm crazy for a lot of reasons.
No, because this is the way you think. You're consistent in your thoughts. That's why, if anyone's listened to you over the... How many years have you been on the show with us? 16, 17 years?
Something along those lines.
So anyone that's listened to you over the years with us totally gets it and understands it, right? Totally gets it and understands it.
Yeah. That's where I am. I loved every last bit of this, but I'm like, damn it. How come this didn't go any farther? How come you didn't do anything that set me up in a better position for next season? And so I look at this offseason and I go, okay, what's your move? Is it just to go, okay, here's Chase DeLauter, here's Jace Lavallette, here's everybody else that we've brought up and hope Travis Bazzana is healthy and can play with the major league roster and we're going to run the kids out and think we could do it again? Or are you actually going to be in a position to go, all right, we need to make a splash. Maybe we take a Logan Allen. Maybe we take Joey Cantillo. Maybe we take something like that, turn to the Mets and go, all right, who do you have that's about to come up that we can have as a part of this team that can hit the ball over the fence? Because they don't have pitching and they've got a couple minor league hitters. Like, that's where my head is. Okay, you piecemealed this together. Duct tape, chewing gum, twine, Flex Seal, Bondo, whatever caulk you had laying around from when you fixed the window. You did that. You did a hell of a job. What are you going to do now? Because if you don't end up moving forward, mm-hmm. you are going to find yourself in the position that the Cavs are this year. And by that, I mean everybody's looking at this Cavs team going, regular season starts? Great. Sounds like fun. Call me in April.
I'm tired, too. I gotta be honest with you. This 15-and-a-half game ride was tiring.
It was freaking awesome.
I had to keep you guys going, though, in the beginning. I'm like, guys, I think they're
going to... from Jump Street.
I think they're coming back. I think they're coming back.
I think they're coming back,
and then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? Six games against the Tigers here at the end of the regular season. I think they got a shot at the winning the Central. You guys all looked at me like I was insane.
Oh, God.
And the words coming out of my mouth made me feel like, you're an idiot, Andy. I can't believe you're saying this.
I believe
and
on how the many air times I said, whatever it is you're on, I'll take two. I think that's what I said on the air.
I don't know why. I mean, like, I believed in the pitching. I think that was the whole reason why. And I thought... It was just one of those weird things where at the end, you look at things and you hope for, like... the ultimate optimism about getting into the playoffs. The other thing that's all...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always going to... be something to remember is that even on short notice for three games where Major League Baseball absolutely said, Cleveland, I really don't care about you.
You got hosed.
We don't care about you at all.
You got hosed.
And then, by the way, we're going to play this game at 3:00. I mean, come on, man. Major League Baseball doesn't care about us. Let's be super honest. They don't care. What is it? 35 days this team has been mathematically eliminated. Did you hear that stat the other day? Is it 35 or 33 days this team has been mathematically eliminated over like the last 10 years, something crazy like that?
I'll look it up. I have not heard that, but it wouldn't shock me.
But it's true. It's just like every year, you know, the Guardians are going to give you a good show. Fox got lucky on Saturday night, didn't they?
Heck yeah.
I mean, they got a great nationally televised game for two teams that were still battling it out to try to figure out if the Guardians could get in. And then Sunday...
an extra inning walk-off hit by pitch? Who doesn't sign up for that?
I mean, that's the stuff Hollywood... why would Fox even want to buy programming from anybody else?
Exactly.
When they can have great content like that.
Just re-show the last month of Guards games.
But let's be honest.
Wait, they did what?
The real champion here are the fans. whether you like it or not, you came out in full force. I said this over the six games at the end of the regular season. And then you still gave it everything you had over the last 3 days. And I don't want to hear a word about empty seats for the first game of this series. I don't even want to hear it. I don't. We don't live in a city with 6 million people. And people, you know, we're not Yankee Stadium. We're not. But what we are hardworking people that care about their dollars, that are willing to invest and spend when we see something that makes us proud as Clevelanders. Guess what? That happened. I'd be interested to see what the TV ratings were for yesterday, too, but look that up at some point. Especially for a 3 o'clock start versus a 1 o'clock start.
Probably pretty good. Well, I mean you're talking, 1 o'clock starts are pretty good, too.
Dan, you're talking about 250 to 300,000 fans over, what, a 9-game period? It's probably excellent. It probably is more than that.
And from being in that stadium for 2 of the 3, I sadly couldn't go yesterday. I had previous things, car in the shop, all that kind of fun stuff. I had to take care of. But for being in there, it was loud. That stadium was loud. It blew me away. And it was everybody who was in there was locked in every last bit. There were very few people who clearly were there to go drink in the outfield.
They were there for baseball.
They were there for baseball. And while every seat may not have been filled, it was really loud in there. And people were on the edge of their seats through all of it. It was impressive. Like hats off to Guardians fans, because it's a crummy situation. Everybody knows this. We've gone over this with the NFL. It's the truth of Major League Baseball as well. We're seeing it slowly but surely find its way with the NBA. These leagues don't care about the people who are actually sitting there and watching it. They care about the TV ratings.
Right.
And so you're always going to get the short end of the stick when it comes to being in the stadium, because the leagues don't care as much about you. And it sucks to say that out loud, because that's where the true blue fans always were, sitting in the seats, hooked on every last pitch. Now it's the person who has it on in the background as they're vacuuming.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I used to laugh when I would work in a newsroom, and you'd see all these silly interviews with people walking out of the ballpark. Ah! And then you'd get Super Bowl, Super Bowl. It's kind of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You see that from the fans.
Absolutely.
When they're walking out. So the game ends yesterday, and I flipped over to Channel 8 to see what they had, because I knew they'd be live, because they do their news live. And so I popped over there to go see what they had. And there was one man on the street interview that kind of was like, and I think it was a woman that said this afterwards. She said, no one was leaving, even after the big inning, even after Detroit was able to put up a big inning late. Oh, still bothers me.
Such
where they were able to score 4 runs in the 7th. The crowd had not given up. That the crowd wasn't about to go anywhere. That they weren't walking out of their seats in the 8th and 7th. Yeah, by the 8th. After they didn't score, that they because of everything we witnessed over the last month,
because we were
because you knew they were, I don't know, 5 batters away from getting hit by pitch and winning the game again.
I was sitting with my folks watching the game, and they were like, "We're going to turn this off." And I looked at them and said, "You can't, because we know how this is going to go. Someone's going to get a bunt single. It's going to get thrown into the dugout. Then someone's going to hit a sharply lined ball that's going to ricochet off of a base and go some weird direction. And then a line drive's going to hit an umpire that's in fair territory for some reason. And like all of this absurd crap is going to take place, because that's what's been happening to this team for the last month. You were just waiting for the next absurd thing to take place. And it's going to be a drop third strike that's going to solve this entire thing. And you're going to run around first. It's going to cause absolute chaos. Like, you were just waiting because that's the ride.
Yeah, I know that in some parts of here, you feel like it's a funeral. It's a Shiva. It's whatever you want to call it. Right? I get it. I understand it. I just don't feel that way today. I'm sorry. I love the last month. I loved every bit of it. Does it suck that they're not moving on to play Seattle? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I got to tell you, for seasons that have ended abruptly, I'm kind of okay with this one. I love the way they played, and it makes me want more, especially if they can get a couple bats in here for next year. Wouldn't you know it'd be a kid from Stark County that hit the home run to send you in the wrong direction? The Stark
Lifelong
County
Guardians fan,
Dylan Dingler, the Stark County Strangler. Is that what we want to call him? He strangled out the rest of our
That's
season.
Hurtful.
I'm not. I you know what? I was like, it was just so like when he hit the home run yesterday, I was like, ah, oh, man, the kid's from Massillon. Why did he have to be the one to do this? You know me. I only care about the kids.
And especially the local kids.
The Massillon Mauler. What do you want to call him?
Oh, that one I can get behind.
The Massillon Mauler, the
dream killer. That's got less serial killer vibe to it.
Dream killer? No, if I would have said his middle name, then it totally would have been a... You have to say the middle name to be serial killer.
The Subway Strangler is what pops into my head. You know, the...
From Seinfeld?
Or the Central Park Strangler. You know, that's the problem when you have Strangler on it, is there's a lot of serial killers that have Strangler.
Yeah, why do you think we do the middle name thing? I think we do it because people don't want to get other people confused. And like, if you share the same name as somebody who's
correct,
does something really bad.
Yeah, I think
that's why they're all three namers.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah. So you've
John
made
Wayne
it.
Gacy.
If you're a one name person, you've completely made it, right?
Well, usually for a good reason, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
Prince, Sting, Bonner, Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One name, The Edge. Does that count? I don't know.
I think there's a hyphen.
Yeah. But if we're talking about you with all three names, chances are it's not good. Let's be honest.
That's a good point. That's it. Well, you know, growing up, anytime your middle name was used, you were in trouble.
Oh.
You were toast.
You're I still hear it in my nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them. I'm like, oh.
You were done for. The middle name gets thrown in, you're toast.
Oh, no.
That's immediate. Like, you know what? I'm just going to go upstairs, and I'm just going to look in this corner for the next 15 minutes, and maybe they'll give me time served.
What do we call our baseball team then? In three words, is it Cleveland Guardians, Knee Indians?
You can do that. I mean, or, you know.
Knee Spiders.
Or depending on how you want to do it, there's a word that starts with an F, and you could put an ING on the end of it, and that typically gets it done.
Woo! All right, we're off to a hot start. Brian Anderson's going to talk a little bit about this with us at 11:20. Tim May talking Buckeyes at 1. We'll do all the traditional Friday stuff that we like to do, two keys and a lock, and, of course, quick predicts as we get set to wake up very, very... I don't know what I'm going to do Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be honest with you, with the Browns playing so early. I don't even know what time do I need to be here for a pregame show.
Like a fearless leader question.
I think I'll be here at 4 in the morning. All right, let's go back.
Sleep under the desk.
Let's get back to your Guardians here, okay? As Dan, what? Give me one word to describe your feelings on the Guardians right now.
Complicated. Because I am thrilled with the ride that I just went on for the last month and a half. I am baffled. There were moments in there that would be burnt into my mind until the end of time. The sixth inning, three runs with the ball not leaving the infield against Skubal was one of them. The walk-off hit by pitch, the ball that hits the foul pole by Rocchio. Like, there will be a lot of moments from this season that will be burnt in my brain until the end when it comes to baseball. But at the same point, I look at a team that was in the ALCS a previous year in a relatively wide-open AL and say, okay, you didn't make it out of the wild card round this year. Your record was about where it was, give or take. I don't have it in front of me. I think they won more games last year, for sure. You squeaked out the Central. Okay, good on you. Congratulations. But this was supposed to be a year of a step.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Establishment. And you didn't establish anything outside of the fact that you were a wild card round team. So it's complicated because I love every last thing that I watched, and yet I'm mildly disappointed at the direction that this thing went. And how it ended, and the fact that they did not either establish that they're legit or take a step forward even farther from the ALCS in a previous year. So, complicated.
All right, let's get your feelings on this. Let's start with Ben in Cleveland. Hello, Ben. How are you, Ben?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Just a quick heads up. I am a Tigers fan. I do live in the city of Cleveland, and I just want to provide some perspective about, you know, your guys' run. You know, all the credit in the world to your pitching staff. You know, the run you went on is improbable. And I think a lot of Guardians fans lost, you know, the big picture of just how remarkable that is. You know, at the tip of the cap, I'm glad we won. It feels like a weight lifted off my shoulder. I don't have to live with, you know, the implosion of the division. So that's cool.
You're hoping for a Buckeye euphoria is what you're hoping for. That's what it is. You're looking to do what Ohio State did last year, right?
Correct.
Michigan beats Ohio State. Everyone is completely down on the Buckeyes, and the Buckeyes come back, win the national championship. It's like, oh, yeah, they lost to Michigan? Who cares? And I think if our team lost a 15.5 game lead and went on to win the World Series, I'd feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, well, it was regular season.
Winning cures everything.
It does.
You know, you got a good team, a good organization. Jose Ramirez is a generational talent. It's just, for me, I just hate to see, you know, people dismissing that run because, I mean, that's baseball is beautiful, but it's also tragic in the sense that you come back from this insurmountable lead and you lose one series and it's over. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my heart goes out to my friends that are, you know, Guardians fans. You know, I'm a big fan of the show. Love the Browns, and thanks for taking my call.
Go thanks, Tigers. Ben. Appreciate it.
Ben, I appreciate that.
Ben dropping off a little condolence call for us here.
I appreciate such things, but extremely complimentary and condolence. I didn't feel like he was patting me on the head or rubbing my back or anything like that. It was nice.
Mike and Stowe. Michael, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, you know, I'm absolutely enjoyed that run. It was a great 2 months. I mean, you know, I had him out. I mean, I'm one of the people that called in and said, I just don't think they should. I said they should have been sellers at the, you know, at the trading deadline. And
I think,
you know,
they were. Unfortunately, their closer decided he had another route to take.
Yeah, we didn't expect that. That was another curveball. But it showed it just how much adversity this team really, really dealt with on, you know, above and beyond anybody else with the batting and the struggles and the lineups and the injuries and the kids that can't get there, you know, in time and everything else that was, you know, the Tigers are playing great, you know, first two thirds of the season. But it was a great season. I want to thank the Guardians for everything they did. And Stephen Boat, we got one hell of a manager. We really do. And we're very fortunate for that. But I want to throw one little thing out there.
Okay.
And I know that Mr. Dolan's not listening. I know he's not listening. But I wish somebody could get to that family and say, look, you've had a good run. You've made a lot of money in Cleveland, but just do the right thing and put the team up for sale.
Mike, man, dude, get with the program. They're up in 2028.
It's coming.
David Blitzer and Matt Collick can take over complete ownership of the team if they want to.
I don't want to wait that long because here's the problem. They got to move faster because really, they're such a dream team to buy. They do so well. The management, they play above and beyond everything. Like you said, 35 days eliminate, you know, mathematically out in 10 years. Nobody can say that. And it's just like somebody, I know they're coming. I know, but get here faster. I know that's coming, Andy, but that's, look, I'm.
I'm with you. I would just say be careful what you wish for sometimes. Yes. That's all. And by the way, I got you, Mike, and I appreciate it. And, you know, I would assume that this was the same deal as Kansas City, that you're good. They're good till 28. And if the Blitzer group with Matt Colick wants it, they can take it at that point. It's up to them to pick up the option. The minority owner. So.
Well, then the revenue sharing should hopefully be there by then. But I just, man, can you imagine if this team is worth. Somebody say, you know, this is crazy, man. You know, we need to put it over the top. They're right there. They got the management thing right there every year. It is a disappointing thing. It feels like we're always going into a season at a little bit of a disadvantage. And I feel like that going into next year, and I don't even know what
the thing is. Mike, I appreciate it. Look, you're kind of with him. I agree. I'm always going to tell you, as much as you may not like the Dolans, man, Paul Dolan's like an everyday guy. He's from Cleveland. Like, I can't say that enough. And, you know, we talk about you getting us. Like, you know, you wake up on something. Remember, they were in the mix to buy the Browns, man. I wish they would have got the Browns instead of the Guardians.
There are aspects of the Dolan ownership that I respect the hell out of, including the fact that they go Antonetti, Chernoff, pitching development, go. Do what you got to do. I'm staying out of the way. I love that out of an owner.
And it's no offense to the other owners in town, man, but the fact that, like, the Dolans understand the city, the history, everything they went through as a fan, they've sat through everything you have if you're, you know, 30-plus. I'll say that probably. Just I'll be nice about it. And you get into that situation, so just be careful what you wish for sometimes. But again, and by the way, and this might be a good, just, like, deeper topic. If you were Blitzer and Colleague, would you want to take over? Because remember, when they come in, they get like 25%. Like, I had read that they took 25%. They got 25%. So, and every year they got more. They get the option to buy in more. Mm-hmm. What do you think their initial investment's worth right now? If you think about it, if they wanted to back out right now and say, nah, we're not going to do it, or they wanted to sell off their minority stake right now, they made a ton of money. Without having to do a thing. If they wanted to back out of it, they could.
It's an interesting point.
I thought about that, you know, last year when they hit the playoffs. I was like, I wonder if they're going to take over. And now Blitzer's got other teams all over the place. So, but we'll see. This is going to be fast. And by the way, how many big stories do we have heading towards 28 now, right? You got this, and then there's that complex they're building up by the airport. I heard it's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, I think they did the ceremonial shoveling of dirt.
I saw another story yesterday about somebody trying to put more red tape in front of it. Come on. Stop.
This feels like...
Then I saw the guy from the Ohio State Building Trades came out. He was like, what? No, we're moving forward. We're ready to push dirt. Stop. Stop with the politics. Stop. No one wants to hear it anymore. I take it back. Yes, there are people that want to hear it. They're the people that want to create more red tape. Uncle.
It's just starting to sound more and more like Thornton Mellon and Back to School by the Hour.
It does now, doesn't it?
And if you've seen Back to School, you know the exact part that I'm talking about. It's all of them sitting in the business class. Ooh, you missed a lot of steps there.
Oh, first you got to do this, then you got to do that. A lot of
steps there.
You had a little bit of news because we were talking about TV ratings earlier.
Yeah, so ESPN released this yesterday. This is the day one ratings. They said it was the most watched day one in the new wild card format across four games. Day one averaged 4.4 million viewers, up 73% from previous years.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised? I wouldn't be. And I'll tell you why in a second. Keep 30, going.
The under 35 demographic,
yeah,
up 109%. Year over year.
109%, 35 and under or over?
More people watching for the under 35 demographic. So all of you out there trying to sell your narrative that baseball is boring and dying to a younger generation can go weep in the corner, Because you're wrong.
I'm going to give you two reasons. I don't think you're wrong. I'm going to give you two reasons. Why? Ready? First reason, you hit all three of the biggest markets in the country. New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. You down with that?
Why can't you just let me have my moment?
Because I'm telling you why it happened.
I just want to have my moment.
You have your moment. I'm with you. I think it's great for the game. I'm not crushing the game.
6.5 million viewers tuned in to watch Red Sox Yanks, and then the peak of that was 9.9 million.
Also,
we're trying to spin this a little. Yes, yes, yes.
Market 4 was out because Houston didn't make it, and Dallas didn't make it. Dallas is market 4. They didn't make it. So that gets rid of market 4 and 6. Philly's watching with a close eye, right?
How about there's a lot of people out there who just enjoy baseball?
I'd love to see where the numbers. I also will tell you that another reason that's good, and we didn't really get to participate until yesterday, is that 3 o'clock game, that 6 o'clock game, those are great for after school during dinner.
Absolutely. Right?
So you get more of the 35 and under crowd.
Absolutely.
So they have an opportunity to participate.
Absolutely.
That's why you can't start World Series games at 8:30.
Agreed. Start them at 7. I don't understand that. I never have. I never have, and I never will. And I know some of it's because of the West Coast on top of it, but as bad as it sounds, they're kind of used to it at this point. You know, they're used to having these games come on at 4 o'clock.
Here's the other thing. I think that they'd be better served to start the games at 4 and stagger like the NCAA tournament. So that you're kind of looking at, I mean, ESPN has enough channels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, all they need is ABC and ESPN. They don't even need a million channels, dude.
Absolutely.
And so stagger it so.
Smart move on their part to put it on ESPN or on ABC as well.
Yeah,
that's a really smart move.
I wonder why they did it. They've forgotten about ABC for years now.
Well, probably the 8.8
million. They have forgotten about ABC. They don't care. They don't care about local. They don't. Having sat in the seat trying to figure out why games were on ESPN and weren't on ABC.
Yeah, smart move. Just telling you. Smart move putting it there where more people can get access to it. Major League Baseball, take notes. Put your games where people can see them.
But why would you be disappointed if they staggered it so that they almost time it out so you could see the last three innings of every game?
Yes, I would be disappointed in that one just in case you're because I don't want to have to flip back and forth. I don't want to have to go, okay, here's the second inning of the Cubby game, and I want to see what Imanaga is doing, but in the same way, I got to keep a tail end on this whatever game is coming on next. If it's the Guardians game, okay, are they going to make a comeback? Am I locked into the comeback? Am I going to miss the comeback because I'm flipping back and forth? That would be my biggest bummer.
All right, let's go around the horn.
I like how they did it, honestly.
Let's go around the horn. Playing first base is the mayor in Brooklyn. Hi, Mayor. How are you?
Hey, guys. Listen. I want everybody to understand something. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hang on a second, Mayor. Hang on a second. Your attention, please. The mayor is now speaking. Everyone needs to pay attention exactly the way he laid it out for you. Please, I give you the mayor.
Listen, the Cleveland Cavaliers are Cleveland's finest sports franchise.
The Bradenton Cavaliers are. I agree. Now, the Bradenton, is that where they are right there?
Listen. Andy, I want your station to go get the rights for their broadcast because the station they're on right now is not a sports radio station.
Yeah, I'm not getting into that.
Talking about the guards.
Yeah, keep going.
Now, listen. What you all were watching, and you know I'm not a fan of the Dolans, is a mirage. The only reason they're there is a team that was winning the division bagged. And the Browns play in Baltimore. So their season is over, no matter what you say or slice it. It's time to get behind the best team in this city, and that is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, I don't do this. I can't handle that.
Okay, all right. Mayor, sorry, I didn't do that.
I never do this.
I've never seen Menegan run someone. Menegan just, why? Because he was the mayor.
That was mind-numbing.
He was the mayor of Grumpyville?
That was mind-numbing.
Sorry.
What did that bring to the table? How did that increase the conversation?
That was
somebody who was sitting at the table going Larry David and saying, I don't like our conversation. We're going this direction.
I didn't have a problem. I don't agree with everybody that calls the show, but I just don't have a problem.
I just don't want to listen to it.
He can air his grievances.
I just don't want to listen to it. Not today. Not now.
I don't agree with it, but I just...
I got 6 months to talk about the Cavs. They're going to be good this year. I want to see what it looks like. We'll see how they handle the injuries. When's Baxter's coming back? Okay, done. Cavs talk. I don't do that. That hurt my head. I couldn't handle that.
It was a little negative. That was really negative.
Everything sucks.
No, the Cavs didn't
except
suck.
The Cavs.
Except for him. That's why he's the mayor. Mayor of basketball. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Heights high.
Heights high. Hey. Heights high. Okay. One point real quick to your point, Andy. Not only did the three biggest markets in the city and the country get teams in the playoffs, the bigger teams in each of those markets, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Yankees. So that also helped. Yeah. Not to
and the Reds. I mean, water. Boston's market 9. That doesn't hurt either. Yeah. And Philly's got their eye on everything, right? They're market 5. They want to see what's going on. So
not to throw water on Dan's point.
Dan,
you're always more than welcome to throw water. I don't mind.
So my thoughts, I'll put it to you this way. I am probably going to go in on a half-season ticket this week, or next week, I should say. I've been doing the app and the the single-game thing. But I realize exactly what you guys said in the first segment. This organization constantly produces a competitive, entertaining product. So it's time they get my money. And I'm getting sick of hopping on the app every 2 days to buy a ticket. So, my answer to you on what I think of the season overall is that
I'd buy the standing
room. That's wonderful.
I think that standing room pass is like the greatest thing ever.
I'm thrilled for you. I'm glad you're going to enjoy it.
I enjoyed the ride,
Anthony. I really did. Like, I was really impressed. I can't help but take the half step back and look at this and go, okay, this was supposed to be, after last season, we were all looking at each other going, all right, the window's open. Let's go. And then this season happened, and it completely, between how it began with the Naylor trade and then the fact that they didn't supplement it, and they brought in Carlos Santana, and Carlos Santana, finally, the metronome stopped ticking. And I didn't know when it was going to happen. I thought it was going to be fine. I was incorrect on that one. I looked at this going, is the window open? Yes. But are you going to take that step forward? And they didn't. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm kind of disappointed. At the same time, as much as I love the ride in September.
Dave is in Bay Village. Hello, David.
How are you, Dave?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, it's disappointing because it's, they're the one team in town that means the most to me and the one that I root for the hardest. And I hope I'm still around if that day ever comes where they do win at all. But you have to consider it a success. And I just want to, and everybody has their opinion and they're entitled to their opinion. And I understand that's what this forum is about.
No, but, of course. And I love when people disagree with me, Dave, because you might see something that I'm not seeing and convince me.
Right. But the whole spending thing to me has gotten to be kind of a tired narrative. And the reason why I say that is because if money was everything, the LA Angels should have a dynasty right now.
It's true.
It's how you allocate that capital. You are 100% right, Dave.
And, that's not an opinion.
And
they're not the only example. But I think the frustrating thing is, there are no guarantees you get back there next year. You could have injuries. A lot of things could happen. And then the one thing this past off season that really killed them was that TV deal. Again, not an excuse. That's a fact. It made a difference in what they could spend. So, we'll see what happens. This is the one front office. The Cavs and the Guardians. These are the two front offices that you can trust the most. And if there's a way to do something, and if it's feasible for the franchise, they'll do it. I have every belief in that.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it.
Get some good phone calls.
Correct.
We'll roll on. We'll have more. We're going to keep talking to you throughout the day about the Guardians and what's going on. Brian Anderson is going to join us at 11:20. We also need to focus on what's going on with the Browns as they're overseas. They did all their press conferences earlier this morning. So, Dan was very excited to hear all the press conferences on the morning show.
Yeah, we're really excited for what is able to take place in London. We've actually had our clock set back for the last 2 months.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
Acclimated to London time, because it is a different time zone, and time zones are important for how everyone is able to execute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.